Welcome back, everybody. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Lyric Talk number 3. Today we are going to explore the incredible true story about one of rock's most famous songs, Funky Claude, The Grand Hotel, Some Stupid with a Flare Gun. It turns out, you never believe this, it's all true. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Please check back often for lots of cool podcasts. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus live show goes live on Rock Rage Radio every Tuesday night. This week we're going on Wednesday in celebration of Devil's Night. So we're looking forward to that. But today we're going to be talking about Smoke on the Water. This is our Lyric Talk show. Some of you are hanging out with me live at LouLombardiRocks.com. If you go to LouLombardiRocks.com, you can get in live. We take questions, we talk to the audience, we mix it up, we give you shout-outs and all that fun stuff. So you can find out more about that at LouLombardiRocks.com. So let's get into Smoke on the Water. December 4th, 1971 is a day that shall live in infamy. Is the day that gave birth to the song Smoke on the Water. It's not necessarily the day that the song was written, but it's the day that the story happened. Smoke on the Water is a true story. This is one of those things that there's this old expression, truth sometimes is stranger than fiction. And this is one of those instances. Okay. Computer, you don't want to do that? Okay. The song recounts a true story about the band Deep Purple going to a Frank Zappa show at this. In the song, they refer to it as the Gambling House. But they go see Frank Zappa playing, and literally, there's the line in the song: "Some stupid with a flare gun burnt the place to the ground." And what happened was the guy sitting behind Ian Gillan, the singer for Deep Purple, it was a couple rows back, had a flare gun. He shoots two flares up into the air. I guess he's all excited because Frank Zappa is like rocking the joint. I mean, Frank Zappa was a thing back then too. I mean, he was an important artist and other bands went to go see him, Deep Purple. So this guy shoots flares off and they land at the top, like towards the ceiling, and they catch the place on fire. And panic ensues. But Frank did, from what I understand, Frank Zappa did a pretty good job of stopping the show and calming people down. Him and the band helped get people out of the hall. The line "Funky Claude was pulling kids out on the ground," that is a reference to Claude Knobs, who was was one of the owners of the place where the Frank Zappa concert was happening. He was also a Montreux Jazz Festival founder. Montreux Pop Festival? Jazz Festival? Founder, as a little bit of a side note. So they ended up, getting everybody out. Nobody was killed, thank God. But the place actually burnt to the ground, and the band at this point had left. They had gone to a restaurant on the other side of Lake Geneva. This takes place right on Lake Geneva. That's why the song says "on the Lake Geneva shoreline." And they saw the whole thing come down, and there was this smoke that wafted out onto the water. And Roger Glover, the bass player, says, Smoke on the Water. That's like a great name for a song. So him and Ian Gillan went back, and they had started working this up at their where they were recording. They were recording at an old hotel. And apparently Ian Pace and Ritchie Blackmore had this riff that Ritchie was always jamming to. And they would sort of use it to kind of warm up. It was just a sort of jamming riff, that that riff. And so they started writing it, putting it all together. And the song Smoke on the Water was born. They were at this place called the Grand Hotel. That's where they were recording. In the song, it says, "We ended up at the Grand Hotel." They were recording the album Machine Head at the Grand Hotel. And there's a line that says, "The Rolling Truck Stones thing." Well, what they had done was they had borrowed, the Rolling Stones had this mobile recording unit. It was in a big truck. And you would pull it up to wherever you were, and you'd run all the cables inside, and the truck would act as a control room, and the band could record in wherever place they were. So they were using that thing. It was right outside the Grand Hotel. You see? See, guys? This is a story song. Almost like, almost like a folk ballad. It's really, really interesting that it's like the giant, became just a giant rock song that everybody has. One of the most famous riffs. I do not remember which British magazine voted Smoke on the Water the greatest riff of all time, but it's in a poll, greatest riff of all time. And I believe Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit came in a close second. But in any case, so they were recording at this place, and they were actually there way longer than they were supposed to be. And the people that were renting it were like trying to get them out of there. And this is where the line comes in. Swiss time, you know, we were running in and out. They were running out of time. That is directly from that idea that they were running out of time. They wanted to cut this one last song, Smoke on the Water. They said literally cops were there like trying to hustle them out of the building. The band did not think much of the song. They just didn't really... It was put together at the last minute. It was not thought that it was going to be kind of anything. They thought, you know, this thing happened. They wrote a song about it, and they just sort of forgot about it. They put it on the album, and it really didn't really do anything. But the label eventually, about a year later, after the album had been out for about a year, released it in the U.S., and it exploded. And the rest, as they say, is history. So there you have it. Smoke on the Water is every line of that is a true freaking story. It's absolutely amazing. It was one of those things I did not know about for a long time until a few years ago. I had watched a documentary where the guys talked about it. And apparently I've told the story before. I'm just maybe a little bit behind the times. And I know a lot of you guys already knew the story, but it's one of my favorites. And it's one of the coolest stories in rock that has to do with a song where the lyrics, the vibe, the whole thing came together, and it is an immensely popular song, right? If you've ever picked up the guitar and tried to learn something, one of the first things almost everybody does is plays that riff, "The Smoke on the Water." And I should have my guitar here. I should be playing it for you. I'm not sure why I didn't do that today. Maybe too excited about the song. Anyways, guys, thanks for hanging out with me. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Join us at LouLombardiRocks.com. That's where you keep up with everything. You'll know everything that's going on. You'll know when I'm doing these things. You'll know when we're going live. You'll know all the cool stuff. And it's a great community of people that are really passionate about great guitar riffs, great heavy rock. And you can find out more about that at LouLombardiRocks.com. Guys, it was a lot of fun. Thank you for hanging out. Those of you who are hanging out with me live, I'm going to, after the podcast, we're gonna hang out a little bit more, and I'm going to take some of your questions, and we're going to take suggestions for next week's Lyric Talk. Guys, thanks for hanging out. We'll catch you all in the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.